Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. Good day, Mark.
Good day.
I think we've got an interesting poem this week.
Yep.
It goes back to my very early training in internal medicine when they just discovered the HIV virus.
You're that old,
virus. I am that old, exactly.
That old.
You know, it's been sort of a roller coaster in terms of, you know, this is a disease that started out as a primary care disease, and I spent a lot of my training and early years taking care of it, and now do a lot of prevention, but really am not particularly involved in treating patients who have HIV. So I read this poem this week with a great deal of interest. It asks the question, what's the best time to initiate antiretroviral therapy in patients who we know have human immunodeficiency virus disease? And from my early days, there was this hit hard and hit early approach to treatment. However, there were lots of toxicities with early ART treatment, and the thinking went, well, maybe we should stop or slow down with whole treatment a bit until their CD4 counts dropped a bit. Well, we've advanced our understanding of HIV pathogenesis. We've got some new medicines that have come out. We still have the goal of therapy is to increase disease-free survival and to decrease viral replication. But the question remains, when is the optimal time to begin treatment, balancing risks and benefits, and knowing that these patients, many of them, are going to be on these drugs for a long time. So what did the authors of this New England Journal of Medicine study find?
Yeah, it's kind of surprising that we really don't have a great handle, you know, as you said, on when the best time is to initiate ART for HIV disease. You don't want to start it too soon. It's expensive, lots of adverse effects. But you want to start it if there's a meaningful survival benefit. And current guidelines say, in general, wait till the CD4 count is less than 350 cells per cubic millimeter. And in this study, the authors, this was an observational study. It was not a randomized controlled trial. But they did a careful job and did some interesting analyses that make the results, I think, more compelling. They identified two groups of patients with HIV disease who hadn't started antiretrovirals yet. The first group of about 8,400 patients had a CD4 count between 350 and 500, while the second group of about 9,000 patients had a CD4 count over 500. After discussing with their doctor, about a quarter of the patients in each group decided to start ART within 6 months, while the rest deferred therapy. So the groups were pretty well balanced. They did a multivariate analysis to try to adjust for differences between groups. Those who chose therapy looked somewhat different from those who didn't, and they adjusted for age and RNA HIV levels and injection drug use and gender. And they found a statistically significant 69% higher risk of death in patients who had a baseline CD4 between 350 and 500, who deferred therapy compared to those who started right away, and a 94% increase in the risk of death among those with a baseline CD4 over 500, again, compared to those that started treatment right away. Like I said, this wasn't an RCT, and the reason we do randomized controlled trials is so we can adjust for both the confounders we know about and those we don't know about. So, for example, if red hair was somehow protective in HIV disease, and we had fewer red-haired patients who deferred therapy, that could affect the results and make it look like it was worse or better than it is. The researchers did an analysis that simulated the presence of unmeasured, unknown confounders like red hair or whatever, mm-hmm. and found that even if there was a confounder with a relative risk of death of 4.0, which is pretty unlikely, that there was still a 30% higher risk of death with deferred therapy. So they tried to simulate, you know, what if there are confounders we don't know about? Let's, you know, simulate that statistically. There was still a benefit to starting sooner rather than later. The benefit was persistent even after you excluded patients with a history of injected drug abuse, and those are patients who are more likely to be noncompliant, another explanation for the effect. But again, it was seen even if you excluded those. So the bottom line is this was a well-done observational study, and they found that starting treatment with antiretroviral sooner than typically recommended is associated with a reduction in mortality. Clearly, patients need to balance this benefit or potential benefit against, you know, the cost and inconvenience and adverse effects of these drugs.
Interesting. It is one of those things that I'm sure that insurance companies and others have strong opinions on. These drugs are extremely expensive. And I guess what you're going to tell me is that it looks promising. If you had HIV at this point, do you want to start earlier mm-hmm. than has been traditional, but that we probably need an RCT to actually look at this?
It would be great. I mean, I think it's likely that this is going to change practice for and as patients and physicians read these results, you are going to see a shift toward earlier treatment that may make, you know, the study, a well-done observational study like this sometimes makes it challenging to recruit patients for the randomized trial. So I'm not sure that we'll ever see that or not at this point.
Right. Interesting. Well, good helpful poem this week. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you then, Mike. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.